David McKeon is with us. Now, let me just check that I've got Rob Waterhouse at the pool. Rob, are you with me?
I'm with you, Jared.
All right, David McKeon is with us. Brother of an Olympic gold medalist, a swimmer of some renown in his own right. David, welcome to SEN's Olympic coverage.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Awesome indeed. What's the last hour been like?
Oh, it's been absolutely incredible. We actually just, mum and dad were out the front doing some things with some media, and me and Katie were, Emma FaceTimed us, and she said she's been up since 4 a.m. So she's been pretty nervous, but you know, when we saw her walk out there behind the blocks, you could just see how calm and collected she was. And you know, she was there, she was ready to race, and you know, she put together an epic swim. And we're all over the moon.
You're an Olympian from London and Rio. You're now a swim coach, David. So you know, is just how full of admiration for your sister are you right now?
Oh, absolutely. And you're probably sitting next to Uncle Rob, and he's probably been, you know, off his chair during that entire race, exactly like mum and dad were. I'm absolutely speechless, and you know, my sister, she deserves it like so much, and she's put in so much hard work over the years, and you know, she's got a couple more to go now, and she'll refocus for those, and yeah, it's gonna be an exciting couple of days for sure.
So, David, how are you going to celebrate? Is the first champagne been opened yet?
I'm pretty sure that was you, Uncle Rob, but you know my mum pretty well, and she's definitely already opened up a couple of bottles of champagne for sure.
Yes, that doesn't surprise me one bit. Well, congratulations. That's amazing that Emma was up at 4 a.m. That the she certainly looked very, very calm before she came out, and looked like she was ready to race. But obviously the nerves were flowing, and it just shows that you know, you can handle anything at this level, and certainly she can. I've got to say, Jared, David, yeah, since he was sort of 12 years of age when Emma first started swimming competitively, a bit younger than him, David's been Emma's number one supporter right throughout, and been a huge supporter of Emma. And it's a credit to you and your sister Kaylin and your parents for everything that she's achieved.
Yeah, thank you. It's been a long ride, and it's the journey that I think Emma enjoys, and Emma loves the, you know, she probably early on in her career she hated the training. She absolutely hated training, and I can tell you many stories about her hating training. And, you know, when we're training here in Wollongong with Dad on those cold mornings, you know, she would stand on the side of the pool underneath Dad's umbrella when it was, raining and freezing cold and things like that. And now she's, she's an Olympic champion. So it's been a big journey.
What, can you think back, David, to when you knew that she was going to be a champion?
I guess, you know, she was very good at a young age. You know, 15 years old, she made her first Australian team. Youth Olympic Games, she was very successful. The first ever Youth Olympic Games in Singapore in 2010, she was very successful. You know, she came back from that, and she, you know, she hated swimming. She didn't want to be a part of it anymore. She wanted to, do something else and enjoy her life, because swimming is very, pretty much takes up your entire life, as many people would know. And from, you know, she quit, and then she came back, and then in 2012, I think, after watching me in Rio, she came back from that, and she pretty much started swimming again, you know, at the end of 2012, and since then she's had, you know, quite a lot of success, and it's Commonwealth Games and then the Olympics in 16 and things like that. But the last year, when we came after the Olympics was cancelled last year, I remember the Olympics was cancelled. Well, the AOC decided not to go to the Olympic Games on Monday. I forget the date, on the Monday. And I remember going back home, because me and Emma used to live together in Queensland. We went back home, and she said, I don't care if the AOC is not going, I'm still going to go. It's still on. I don't care what they say. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to race. And at that point I was like, you know, she's ready to do something special. And, you know, she didn't care that it was canceled last year. And, you know, she turned around. She's been training hard during the lockdown. And, you know, but when we came back home to Wollongong, you know, she put in, you know, 10 weeks of training continually through that lockdown period. And she's just, that's shown today, and that's shown during the week, and she's been able to back up. And you know, there's a little bit more to go now, and she'll refocus. But I don't think you can fault her now, for sure.
No, it is her crowning moment, David. So This morning when you were waiting for the race and you've seen her at the trials and you'd seen her in the heat and the semis, she looks every inch ready. Did you allow yourself to be confident? What were your emotions leading into it?
Pardon, what was that? Sorry, my mum just walked in. I couldn't hear.
No, that's okay. What were your emotions heading into the race, my David? Emotions? Were you confident for her?
Yeah, certainly. I've been up since 5 a.m. It's been up since, well, pretty much the same time because it's an hour difference. But I've been pacing up and down and things, and I was out in the backyard. I couldn't watch any of the finals before Emma swam, to be honest. But, you know, she's, it's different. I've never actually sat on the sideline and been at home watching and things. And, you know, Mum even said that. Mum's like, you know, David's never done that before. You know, sitting at home and watching. And, you know, I was so nervous. I didn't know what to do or anything like that. I was pacing up and down.
So David, it is about nerves because I guess it's the uncontrollable, isn't it? There's someone you love so much and care for and grown up with. You can't do anything about it. It's all up to her. But who was the most nervous? Was it your mum, Susie, or was it your dad, Ron, or you or Caitlin?
I was probably the most nervous. Mum was like, she said to me, she's like, I was more nervous before the 100 flight final, before the race. And I was like, oh, okay, Mum. I was very nervous, and Mum was, Dad was probably the most calm and collected. You know, the first 50 came, and Mum, Dad was just, he's standing. There's a little bit of footage, I think, up now. I posted on my Instagram, but you know, Dad's just standing there. He's pretty calm and collected, and then towards the end, Dad gets he definitely enjoys it. And, you know, Dad was Emma's first coach, back in these days, and you know, it's it's been a full circle because dad's been, you know, Michael Bowell, Emma's coach. Dad was his best man at his wedding. As Rob could tell you, like Bowley, Rob, Mark Stockwell, my parents, a whole lot of people used to live together in a house down in the RAS. And, you know, maybe they built the RAS for this reason. So, you know, for the future.
<But no. laughs> It's beautiful for the family. You don't want to see if Mum wants to grab the phone, do you, David? And she could have a chat to Rob, who's poolside in Tokyo, and revel in all of us.
I'll ask her.
We're with the McKeons here, Mum. David, who we called in London and Rio as an Olympian, and Rob's poolside, and he's seen his niece become an Olympic gold medalist. Susie, live on air with us on SEN. Rob's poolside, as congratulations to the family.
Congratulations, oh. Susie.
Thank you so much. How amazing was that?
Have you calmed down yet? Well, I was asking David who was the most nervous, but who was making the most noise? I imagine it would have been yourself.
Well, you know what? David was pacing and pacing and pacing this morning. He couldn't sit down. He was pacing around outside doing laps in the backyard. I think he was the most nervous. But once the race started, and I don't know, it's really hard to relieve it, I guess, because it was amazing, and she is extraordinary, what she did, how she managed herself throughout the whole build-up, heat, semis, finals, a couple of other, you know, the relay in between, which probably wasn't the colour medal that they thought they were going to get, but yeah.
What's it like to watch your daughter win probably the Olympic gold medal that she's most craved?
I'm so proud, really. Lost for words. As well, she's been, as you know, she's won, you know, lots of medals along the way, and the gold have always been in the relay events, and the individual gold has always been a little bit elusive for her, and she's worked so hard to get to this moment. Ever since Rio, really, it's all been set towards this next Olympics, and how hard she's worked in the pool, but also out of the pool in the gym and with the sports psychologist and. She's done everything right. So, yeah, we are so proud of her.
When you let your mind wander, this is obviously a wonderful swimming family, Susie. Can you remember the moment where Emma fell in love with swimming and sort of enrolled in the family tradition?
No. When she was young, she loved swimming and she hated swimming, and she'd stop and she'd start and stop and start. And it really wasn't until her brother David made the Olympic team in 2012 that she had a, and she just missed the team. She ended up being seventh at the in the 100 freestyle at the Olympic trials. And she seemed to just have a bit of a 6 months. We went to London as a family to support David. And she came back with a different mindset that, you know, I can do that. I want that. And she really changed her whole mindset after that. And it's just been an upwards build since then to this moment.
And Susie, you've been, I feel very privileged to be here poolside, of course, and I guess representing the family. You've supported Emma, obviously, all the way, and will continue to do so from afar at the moment. But how different is it for you and what you're going through watching from afar compared to being here in Tokyo?
Yeah, I guess it's not something we've never done before. We've always followed her around to whatever meet, and David before, to whatever meet they've been in. So you really feel like you've got no control over anything. You just, the days are long in between waiting for the events to come. And especially that, you know, she had that sort of, what was about 36 hours, a whole day and a half off when she wasn't racing, which is not like Emma because she normally races every day. And it was a long day and a half. What are we going to do? Twiddling our thumbs, waiting for. Yeah.
Have you given yourself time to think about sort of what's ahead the next couple of days, because she's still got heats of the 50 tonight and then obviously the 50s and maybe a couple of relays as well?
Yeah, I know she's still got quite a long program. Sort of when we got to day five of the Olympics, she wasn't even halfway through her program of such a big program. So she's most likely, you know, after she finishes the media commitments this morning, we'll back to the village, have a little rest and back up in the pool tonight for the heats of the 50. So she did call about half an hour ago, or just after the race. She was waiting for her medal presentation, and she gave us a quick call, and she did say that it hasn't sunk in yet. She's not quite sure what's going on. So, yeah, I think that'll take a little while for her to just sort of come down to earth and sink in and realise what she has achieved.
It's a magnificent achievement, Susie. It's great to be able to share it with the family. Thanks for jumping on the phone, and say thank you to David for us as well. Congratulations from
not
all
a
of
problem.
Us.
Thank you very much.
Have a good party.
We will. We certainly are already. Thank you.
Great stuff. So okay. Susie, our mum, David, brother, Emma McKeon, gold medalist. Rob, it's just a beautiful thing.
That's wonderful. It was just fantastic to talk to David and Susie there. Just marvellous. And yeah, you can hear the emotion in their voices, can't you? You know what it means to the families of all of these wonderful athletes. And, those that are on the podium and those that miss the podium, they ride every stroke with the swimmers, and they feel every high and every low. And it's just great to be able to hear their views and get some sort of understanding of what they're going through.
Is that one of life's great moments, Rob?
It absolutely is one of it. Look, all the years I've been swimming, 40 years or whatever it is, this has got to be the highlight. It's just wonderful to be a part of it and just to see what Emma's achieved today.
Rob, I hope you'll raise a beer this afternoon to that achievement. These are great moments to share with you. I wish I was sitting by your side, but it's been great to share it over Zoom and over the airwaves.
Yeah, thanks, Jared. We'll do that in Paris, but I will raise a beer, and thanks to SCN for getting me here.
Good stuff. Rob Woodhouse, poolside for us. Emma McKeon, the gold medalist in the 100 metres freestyle. Rob's there for Tyre Power, winning service, winning prices. Can't tap into the emotion of a gold medal any closer than that.